Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big fella. Did you hear about the dog that swallowed a quarter?
No.
Yeah, no change yet.
I like that one.
I did, too.
No change.
No change yet. Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
Hey, welcome to our outfit.
That's one that the kids can go and tell at school,
absolutely.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Some of the jokes we've told have got our kids in trouble in school. But all right. Well, let's go to some more bad dad jokes.
Why not?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a weird thing happening in the office. Everyone is naming their food. Today, I ate a sandwich named Bill.
Yes, you did. You dirty dog.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Did you hear about the mime fight?
No.
Yeah, it was unspeakable.
It was.
Oh, just horrible. Yeah.
The horror.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. A guy goes into a hardware store and asks the manager for a tool to break up some hard ground. The manager shows him a wall of shovels, hoes, and other tools and says, take your pick.
Uh-huh.
Ba-dum-bum.
Ba-dum-bum.
All right. The quarter refused to jump off the train with the nickel.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it had more sense.
It did have
more
sense.
Right.
Did.
Yeah. Yeah. Why didn't the approaching black hole concern the astronaut?
Don't know.
He didn't understand the gravity of the situation.
Oh, man.
I know. These are, they're bad. I know. I know. A rope walks into a bar.
A rope?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Bartender squints at him and says, a rope? We don't serve your kind here. Get out.
Yes.
The rope goes outside, ties himself into a bow, messes up his edges, and walks back into the bar. Aren't you the rope that I that just came in here, asked the bartender? Nope. And said the rope, I'm afraid not.
I am afraid not.
Yeah. Mushroom walks into a bar. The bartender says, we don't serve mushrooms here. The mushroom says, oh, why not? I'm a fun guy.
A fun guy.
I'm a fun guy. Yeah, you got it. A panda walks into a restaurant, sits down, and orders a sandwich. Mm-hmm. After he finishes the sandwich, he pulls out a gun and shoots the waiter.
What?
Stands up and leaves. Hey, shouts the manager, where are you going? You just shot my waiter and you didn't pay for your sandwich.
Uh-huh.
The panda says, hey, man, I'm a panda. Look it up. Manager goes to the dictionary and sees the following definition of a panda.
Uh-huh.
A tree-dwelling marsupial of Asian origin, characterized by distinct black and white coloring, eats, shoots, and leaves.
Eats, shoots, and leaves.
Yeah.
Got it.
Good.
Take your pick.
Yeah,
done. I'm still hung up on that one.
I know it. Yeah. Got to think about that for a while. A neutron walks into a bar and orders a beer.
Really?
The bartender promptly serves him up a cold one. How much? Asks the neutron. For you, replies the bartender. No charge.
No charge.
Right?
Neutral charge.
Yep. So you need to do this next time you're in a meeting.
Okay.
Right? You need to text a friend and say, please don't text me for the next hour. I'm in a meeting.
Okay.
And they text back, I wasn't gonna. And you text back, what did I just say?
I like that.
I do, too.
That would make the meeting go by.
Yeah, sure would.
Really nice.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yes.
Two fleas walk out of a bar.
Oh, no.
One flea says to the other, should we walk or take the dog?
Oh, dear.
I like that one. Walk or take the dog. What's a missionary's favorite kind of car?
I don't know.
Convertible?
Absolutely is convertible.
Yes. What does a philosophical dolphin say? What is my poipus?
Oh, dear.
I know.
Oh, dear.
Hey, got a great show coming at us this week. You betcha.
So.
New West is riding along with us.
Yeah.
Baxter, Dave Stamey, Homer and Jethro, Gary Prescott. Let's start with D.W. Grothy.
Yeah.
Hard, wild, and free.
Mustang, Mustang, run your course. If I weren't a man, I'd be a horse. I'd run hard, I'd run free. Mustang wild is what I'd be. Hard, wild, and free. Hard, wild, free. They say you're a nuisance, you probably are. Been out here forever, neath the moon and stars. Rolling like thunder down the coulees and draws. Late in the evening, winter gets raw. Hard, wild, and free. Hard, wild, free. It's backland wild where they're born and raised. And they'll fight like hell for the stretch they graze. Scattered with cactus, rock, and clay. Make a rich man cry, poor man pray. Hard, wild, and free. Hard, wild, free. Call them a Mustang, call them a man. They're out there doing the best they can. Scratching out a living from a heartbreaking land. You push them too hard, they're gonna take a stand. Hard, wild, and free. Hard, wild, free. So Mustang, Mustang, run your course. If I weren't a man, I'd be a horse. I'd run hard, I'd run free. Mustang wild is what I'd be. Hard, wild, and free. Hard, wild, free.
Good stuff there from Deacon Dub.
Absolutely.
One of my favorite songs of his. Mm-hmm. I love it. Yeah.
That's a good one.
I saw him in Elko again this
well,
year.
How's he faring?
He's doing good.
He hasn't changed a bit, has he?
No, he hasn't. He's just close to an 80-year-old teenager.
Yeah.
He is so awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
It's that good, clean living.
Yeah, that's it. So Big Brother Jim says last week,
yeah,
what exactly is a wild hare?
Yeah. Yeah, and the genesis of this topic was there was a mustache hair going up my nose, and I know the guy that said, I got a wild hair, had a mustache hair going up his nose.
It had something to do with it.
I know that's where that phrase came
from.
Well,
you know what? One of the versions isn't far off. But we're going to listen to Bax for a minute.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, this one came to mind. He's talking about Wanda and the wild heifer.
It was a cold, starry night somewhere on the western slope of Colorado. Kevin had been underway a couple weeks. Ed and Wanda were already into the heifer checking routine. On this particular night, Wanda had taken the middle of the night duty. Ed had stayed up late trying to fix a water leak in the barn. Water pipes are buried deep up north. Ed had dug a hole big enough to bury a small mule. Grunt work. Frozen ground, mud under the permafrost. He located the break, shut off the main line, and called it quits for the night. After Wanda reheated supper for him, he hit the hay. It was midnight, and he fell asleep exhausted. Wanda set her alarm for 2:30 a.m. She'd make the deep-in-the-night heifer check and let Ed rest. Ranch wives are the unsung workforce and the glamorous panorama of the romantic life of the cowboy. Imagine, if you will, instead of billboards depicting the handsome, macho Marlboro man, you see a full-color spread of a red-faced woman with steamed-up glasses, wearing lumpy, well-used canvas coveralls, her nightie wadded up around her waist, poking out above the zipper, maybe a torn-down jacket with dehorning blood on the sleeve, hair sticking out underneath a ratty wool stocking cap, mismatching gloves, and muddy, slip-on rubberized moon boots that looked more like deer liver than clothing. The alarm woke Wanda. She bundled up and stomped out to the barn. She moved one nervous heifer from the cabin lot into the barn. The heifer did not like the move and got on the fight. Wanda tried to bluff. It didn't work. The heifer charged. Wanda scrambled over the portable panels that comprised the sides of the pen and fell right into the hole Ed had dug earlier. The heifer tried to jump the panels after her, but succeeded only in knocking it over right on top of the hole, trapping Wanda underneath. Then, just when you were thinking, poor Wanda, the heifer landed feet first on top of the panel, driving all four legs down through the bars. Wanda lay flat on her back as four bovine cloven hooves paddled furiously 12 inches above her frayed and frigid evening wear. It was like the fisheye view of swimming cows. 4 hours later, Ed woke up, shaved, made the coffee, and came out to the barn looking for the love of his life.
Well, that isn't a wild hare, but it's a wild heifer.
That's almost as good as Victoria's Secret.
Oh, yeah. Man, I miss Baxter that great stuff. Man. You bet. Yeah. But we are talking about Got a Wild Hare, but let's ditch out to a commercial. And when we come back, Gary Prescott's going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a 1-year, 4-issue subscription to Range Magazine, and this year's Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.